Good evening, listeners. Welcome back with me, Ranindra Aviana. As said in the title, English story. Yep, this time I'm going to tell you a short story. I stole it from an e-book called Ozencraft the Bear and an animated cartoon story called The Golden Breed. Okay, I'm going to read the first story of Ozencraft the Bear. Let's check this out. The story of Ozencraft the Bear is a story about a teddy bear named Ozencraft who is on display in a shop that sells celebratory knickknacks. It was Christmas time and many teddy bears were on display with him for sale. Waiting for the Christmas celebration to end, no one broke Ozencraft as a playmate until three rabbits came named Rita, Roger, and Ronnie. Rita said that he was a handsome bear, but was confused because no one had parked him yet. Then he looked around the teddy bear and said the reason why no one had parked. It was because the bear's name was too difficult to pronounce for children. They finally discussed to find a name that fits but doesn't eliminate the element of the name Ozencraft. After a long debate, Wally's name was finally agreed upon and Rita wrote the name under Ozencraft name tag, hoping that the bear will be parked, but until Christmas comes again, no one has parked it yet. Until one day, a child came with his father. The father is surprised to see the bear's name is the same as his son, but his son's nickname is Stan. Finally, the child asked his father to buy the bear and bring it home. The teddy bear was very happy beyond compare. Then, the second story is about the Golden Breed. The story of the Golden Breed is a story about a girl named Narcissa, who is famous for her beauty. She lives with his mother who works as a beggar in a small village. Her mother was very kind and friendly. However, in contrast to Narcissa who only cares about herself and her beauty, many good men want to marry her, but she rudely refused. One day, she dreamed of marrying a prince and wearing a golden dress. Everyone turned to her. She said to his mother, wishing the dream would come true. Day by day, she continued to fantasize until she asked her mother to make golden braid. Her mother was confused. A few days after that, her mother's old friends named Merle and Terry arrive. Her mother doesn't know that they are creatures that have miracles. They chat and ask how Narcissa was too. Hearing the news, Merle and Terry intend to help Narcissa be aware and polite to her mother. One day, Terry came disguised as a prince by riding a golden carriage. He intended to propose to Narcissa, but his mother forbid him. Narcissa persisted in wanting to marry the prince. Narcissa was brought to the prince's golden palace and served cold food according to what Narcissa wanted. However, all the food was hard and inedible. Narcissa cried, remembering her behavior toward her mother, and asked to go home. And then, the prince brought Narcissa home. Arriving at home, she immediately hugged her mother and apologized. Since that day, Narcissa lived as a kind and polite girl toward the mother. Okay, it's done. How? The story is interesting, isn't it? Until here this podcast today, I will take care of your health and adhere to health protocols. See you on the next podcast. Bye!